December has been hard on central New York. It's been the deadliest month from COVID-19 in Onondaga County since the pandemic started almost 10 months ago. And one rural county is asking people to be extra careful to avoid spreading the virus. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
COVID has claimed 69 lives in the last 7 days alone in Onondaga County, a somber county executive Ryan McMahon announced at a Monday briefing.
The last 2 to 3 weeks have just been unbearable at times.
While the numbers aren't as stark in Cayuga County, officials there are concerned about a December surge in cases as well. Legislature Chair Eileen McNabb Coleman yesterday called on residents to be more diligent than ever.
I'm asking our residents to please reconsider plans to sort of recoil all their activities, and that includes even being out and about in the community.
McNabb Coleman says Auburn Community Hospital in particular is worried about hospitalizations stemming from the December coronavirus surge, especially potential staffing shortages. There could be a bit of relief on that front. A new COVID transitional unit at Loretta will begin accepting nursing home residents this week. McMahon says those are individuals who are no longer sick, but because they still test positive for COVID, aren't allowed back into their facilities.
19 individuals from our county that will be transitioned, I would assume, over the next 24, 48 hours. But there will be other residents as well from other counties that are in our hospitals. So it will be a regional asset.
There is some other positive pandemic news from McMahon. He applauds a change in the state's quarantine rules. That means individuals who are exposed to the virus and not symptomatic have to quarantine for 10 days instead of 14.
Less disruptive for if you're thinking about schools, for kids, and for teachers, but also for businesses too with their employees.
And McMahon notes the number of new daily infections has been trending down in recent weeks, but only time will tell if there will be another holiday surge.
Maybe by the end of the week, we'll start to see some trends related to what the Christmas holiday brought us. But we have been trending in the right direction going into it. So hopefully any hiccup, if there is any, will be a small hiccup.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.